You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Counting the people who will stand in the gap in defense of Western civilization, count us in. That's yours truly and the guest that we feature on this radio program, Dr. Kevin McDonald, in the last hour. Now, Ramsey Paul. Now, Ramsey Paul told me during the break that he was listening to some boomer music to get pumped up for the show tonight. I said, what are you listening to, Paul? He said, AC/DC. I said, you want boomer music? Hold my beer. So there's a Gary Lewis and the Playboys and Count Me In. And I am thankful to be who I am and do what I do, because it gives me the opportunity to talk to people like Paul Ramsey every week on this broadcast. He's a favorite of ours, video maker and speaker, wildly popular YouTube channel and Twitter. He has always a welcome guest commentator here at TPC. Paul, how you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I was listening to Highway to Hell before the show, and I thought it was appropriate. It's kind of after Biden's speech. It did not look like he was like a coming out of hell. It was like a red background, and it was optics check. That didn't really look very good.
Man, we've got so much to talk about with regard to that. I carved out a full hour. I saw Ramsey Paul. I follow Ramsey Paul. By the way, you should too, on Twitter, at Ramsey, as in zebra, Paul. That's where you can find him on Twitter. And you can join and be among his 80,000 followers and growing. And, Paul, you always have good takes on things. So I thought this would be a good one. You'd be a good match for this topic. So, the Biden speech, I mean, as I told Kevin, this is the talk of the town, certainly the talk within our ranks. Everybody's talking about it, whether you liked it or you hated it. And if you didn't live in the Acela corridor, you probably didn't like it. But they do these things to impress themselves. So everybody there on the left coast and in that small stretch between D.C. and Philadelphia maybe liked it. But your take on it, let's just start there, because I got a lot to dig into this hour with you.
I was shocked. It was like he declared war on half of Americans. And what was strange, it wasn't a campaign speech. It was an official speech of an American president. And this is the sort of speech you would have expected if, let's say, China had bombed San Francisco or something like that. But instead, it was like he was saying, our greatest enemy are these MAGA people, or extreme MAGA, whatever that is. Well, which I guess is a change. They usually call everyone Nazis, white supremacists. So I guess a new thing is extreme MAGA. And this is like 74 million Americans supported Donald Trump.
Literally half the voting public.
Maybe over half. Who knows?
That's right. There you go. Now we're talking.
I'm just kidding. IRS agents, listen to me. I'm kidding. It's a joke. I'm sure it was a pure election.
You're gonna have 70,000 of those 80,000 coming after you after that comment.
I know. It was the most pure election ever. Unlike the 2016 election, the 2016 election was hacked by the Russians.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's funny. I mean, so much of what they do is projection. I don't want to chase this rabbit, but I'll just mention very quickly. they question the validity of the 2016 elections. But when they do it, the system does it, it's okay. And it's to be thoughtfully considered. But if somebody that doesn't get drunk on the narrative does it, then, of course, it's terrorism. Domestic terrorism.
Didn't they do the Not My President t-shirts, those feminist, and didn't Rachel Maddow do basically her whole show for 4 years was how Trump was a secret Russia spy, and the Mueller report's for sure going to come out, and he's going to go to jail because he's a Russian spy, and that nothing happened. So they
that's a whole nother. Yeah, they never stopped. I mean, they still haven't stopped. I mean, that's still going on. That's still part of it anyway. And that whole thing, I mean, that's just a whole nother can of worms. The Russia was great when it was being run by international Bolsheviks, but when it's run by people who are right of center, then, of course, they're an evil empire, and they're to be destroyed and to be hated. And if anybody has any common ground with anything that comes out of Russia or out of Putin's mouth, then, of course, you're an insurrectionist and a seditionist and so on and so forth. I mean, it never ends. It's why we've got to have a divorce, Paul.
Yeah, and I think because I don't want to be, the new term they dropped is election denier. You don't want to be a denier because that's, you know, that's really bad.
No, boy, do you not.
Yeah, I mean, because like there's a lot of deniers now. It started with the Holocaust and then it was climate change. And now I think it's elections. So any election the Democrats do, if you dispute it or question it, that means you're a denier and you're probably full of hate. And if you're full of hate, there's no place for hate in America. So you can figure out what that means.
You can hate white people, you can hate Christians, you can hate things like that, but there's no place for hatred if it's applied anywhere else. And of course, you're considered to be a hater if you, in fact, love your own people and you don't hate your ancestors, you're a hater. But back to the Biden speech. I mean, this is why Ramsey Paul is such a welcome guest. We could talk about anything and fill an hour very easily and very fully. But I do want to talk about the Biden speech. Now, did you live stream this with live reaction from you and your audience? I saw something up there on your Twitter about that, but I...
Yeah, I did. I like to do it when Biden speaks, just to do a live stream, because you never know what he's going to say.
He doesn't ever know what he's going to say.
No. Of course, when we talk about Biden, I have to remind the audience, I'm sure they understand it, but it's not really Biden. He's kind of a husk of a man. Not that I have any sympathy for that. He's corrupt. But
no, that's right.
He's not really there. And it's his handlers that wrote the speech.
That's right.
And so that's what's really interesting. What's in their minds, how they view Americans. They don't view us as fellow.
That's exactly right.
They don't view us as fellow Americans. They view us as the enemy.
No, that's exactly right. Democracy only applies to them. And if you're part of the democracy that voted for whatever democracy is, and I'm not necessarily a fan of whatever this system of government is, but if you're part of the democracy that voted for the other guy, you're not part of the democracy at all. You're just there to be lorded over by them. But that's right. I mean, Biden, I am of two minds on that. I mean, number one, he was always a bad guy. When he had full hold of his faculties and sensibilities. On the other hand, I had a great grandfather who fell to senility and Alzheimer's, and it was a terrible thing to watch. And he's sort of like in the middle of that. He's being used by the system, but he was always part of it. So I guess in a way it's poetic, but nevertheless, anyway, this is where we're at, and he was still there to do their bidding, and that's where we'll pick up with Ramsey Paul next. Stay tuned, everybody.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Back with Ramsey Paul, who's breaking down Biden's primetime declaration of war against Trump voters and, frankly, of middle America that we all saw a couple of days ago. So, Paul, you were live streaming this thing. What was the reaction of your audience, those who follow your platforms?
Yeah, I think it was kind of a shock, a disappointment. Well, I guess it's not a shock, because a shock is something that you don't expect, and we should expect this type of thing, but it's still sad. I had a sadness to see America get to this point, and how divided we really are. You would think Biden would use a speech to try to build unity, but that was not the case. It was a pretty scary speech. It was, as I called it, a declaration of war on most of America, really.
Would you agree? I was talking about this with Kevin. Practically speaking, would you agree that this, in some ways, is a ruse to take people's minds and the narrative and the conversation off of the economy, off of rampant inflation, off of gas prices, off of grocery prices, off of critical race theory and transgenderism, and all of the things that were winning issues for the opposition? Not that the Republicans don't have a lot to be desired, but would you agree that this is sort of what he was up there to do, what his handlers put him up there to do, for the course of the next couple of months before the midterms, to make this the conversation against, you're either for our democracy or you're against it, as opposed to focusing on real issues?
I think there's a couple of reasons for the speech. I don't know about that. I've heard about that distraction theory, but I don't really know if that was a primary motivation. One motivation is, I think it's clear they're going to arrest Donald Trump. That's in the plans, and they're prepping the way, and they thought this speech is going to be important. And they also are giving a warning to you guys out there, that if you protest the arrest of Donald Trump, you're going to be considered a extreme MAGA person, and thereby a terrorist. And terrorists, they don't deserve any rights. So there was a kind of a warning for that. And then the second thing is their idea of a democracy. If you took a drink every time you said the word democracy, I think you'd be dead. You'd be very drunk. Because that was this phrase he did over and over. And I'm old, and I remember we're not a democracy, we're a republic, and a democracy is quite evil. And his nice press secretary, she doesn't know the difference. She seems to think, because someone asked her, what is an extremist? And she said, well, if you disagree with the majority, then you're an extremist by definition. And extremists are full of hate, and we don't have a place for hate in America, therefore you should be arrested or killed or whatever. But this is interesting. This is a democracy. A pure democracy is where 51% of the people can say, yeah, we're going to take a vote, and we voted to kill you other people. And hey, we can do it because that's democracy. We took a vote. Obviously, that is evil, and our founding fathers knew that it was evil. That's why we had a republic with the constitutions and supposedly constitutional protections like free speech, the right to bear arms, and so forth, the 10th Amendment. that's being chipped away at. But we were never a democracy, and I'm not a fan of democracy. The founding fathers were not a fan of democracy.
Amen.
And the ancient Greeks weren't. They understood that democracy always ended up into tyranny. This is a subject that has been talked about for years, but people are kind of dumb now, so they don't know that. So I just keep saying democracy, but no, I'm not for democracy. I think that's a very dangerous system.
Me either. I actually put a sort of a tongue-in-cheek poll up on Twitter. So this is certainly a poll that was taken by the choir in a small sample size there, if you follow me on Twitter. But I put up the tongue-in-cheek poll, choose thy fate. And there was only two options, autocracy or democracy. And autocracy won 96.1% to 3.9%. So, yeah, I think people are getting the idea that this thing isn't working out, or at least the way that they are presenting it. But you're exactly right in what you said. But let's go back to the talk here that Biden gave. And let me ask you this question. So this is a direct quote from Joe Biden during his speech that we're talking about here with you this hour. Quote, too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic, end quote. So, Paul, my question to you is, what does Biden or Biden's handlers consider to be normal? Or at least what do they want the American people to consider to be normal? Because white, conservative, hardworking, taxpaying, God-fearing red state Americans are not normal. So what is normal to them?
Well, he doesn't want us to go backwards, and I'm cursed because I'm old enough to remember the old America a little bit. I'm old enough to remember when homosexuality wasn't our highest value, when we didn't use these weird pronouns. That wasn't a thing. I'm old enough to remember that, James. When transgender, that wasn't a thing. Okay, maybe you'd have gay cross-dressers and like Rocky Horror Picture Show, but it wasn't
Tim, I was just about to say, Tim Curry playing the transvestite in Rocky Horror. That was it.
Yeah, it was a campy gay thing they did underground, whatever, but it wasn't like, oh, this girl, she's really a boy because she's trapped in the wrong body, and so we have to molest her like that happens. So that's what happens. And I can remember when white people weren't excluded from loans. The Bank of America, they just put out a program you get no down payment, no closing costs for blacks and Hispanics. But if you're white, no, it's not for you, you know. I can remember in the schools taught you regular subjects, not CRT, that whiteness is evil. I can remember when it wasn't evil to put America first. I can remember when it was okay to have borders. Hey, I can remember when we could say Merry Christmas and people like Jennifer Rubin wouldn't demand our arrest. Did you see that? Jennifer Rubin, who's supposed to be a conservative.
Tell us who she is.
Tell us who she is
and what she said.
Yeah, Jennifer Rubin, she billed herself. Well, she's a neocon. We'll just read into that. But I think she was with the Weekly Standard or National Review for a while. But she's like a conservative because she supports a lot of money to Israel. So that means she's conservative. And so she's a soul of conservatism. And after this speech, she said there needs to be mass arrests. So, Rubin is calling
She said Biden's speech met the moment, and now is the time for mass arrest. And mass arrests of whom?
Of you guys, of your audience. Yeah. And this is, she deleted the tweet, but she put it out. She's not the most bright one. She sometimes says things they probably like, no, we agree with you, Jennifer, but don't say that. What the hell? Don't say that out loud. We got to pretend. She doesn't pretend. She just speaks us out. I can remember we used to speak freely about political things. I can remember when criminals went to prison, we didn't allow them to loot stores because of racial equity. The United States administration, our government, was mostly composed of Christians, people like us, not aliens. I can remember when the former president's homes weren't raided. I can remember when half the country wasn't called the enemy. You know, it just goes on and
Well, I
on. I
got.
can remember when we used to celebrate a mother and a father. And so, okay, all these positions, you have to understand that Biden and his regime, they consider that extreme MAGA. And don't get me wrong, it has nothing really to do with Trump, because if Trump were to die today, and I hope that doesn't happen, there would still be us and our what we believe in. So as Trump said, they're not really so much after him, they're after us. He's a symbol. That's all he is.
That's right. That's right. And frankly, there was a lot left to be desired from Trump, but they believed that he was the manifestation of our beliefs, and they believed he was a threat greater than what he was. And so therefore, they have come at him with hammer and tong, and by extension, all of us who ever agreed with anything he ever said or voted for him, as I did twice. Now, to your point, Paul, and we're about to run out of time this segment, but thankfully we've got you for the full hour. Karine Jean-Pierre, and that is way too stellar of a name for the person who bears it, but that's the White House press secretary. You've probably seen her. She says that people who voted for Donald Trump are, quote, a threat to our democracy, to our freedoms, to our rights, end quote. And this is the White House press secretary. She told reporters that those who do not agree with, quote, the majority, end quote, are exhibiting an extreme way of thinking and must be treated as a threat. So now the very basic, the most fundamental, middle of the road conservative is treated as all of us. I mean, there is, we'll pick up with this. The music has already started. We'll revisit that. The most middle-of-the-road Donald Trump voter is now Hitler. He is now the very worst manifestation they could possibly conjure. And where does that lead us? Where does that leave us? We'll ask Ramsey Paul that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns. An airport worker with minimal flight training stole an airplane from Tupelo Regional Airport, where he worked for 10 years, and scared thousands on the ground in northern Mississippi. Corey Wayne Patterson circled the sky for 5 hours before safely landing in a soybean field where he was arrested. Patterson knew how to take off, just not how to land. At one point, he threatened to crash into a Walmart, prompting an evacuation. No one was injured. Patterson faces charges of grand larceny and making terroristic threats. Federal charges are on the table. Evacuation orders are in place after two wildfires ignited in Northern California. The Mill Fire, which began Friday afternoon, burned close to 4,000 acres by Saturday morning and is 20% contained. The Mountain Fire began Friday evening. It's only 5% contained and so far has torched close to 3,400 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev is being remembered for helping to end the Cold War and for precipitating the end of the Soviet Union, later calling it the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. Gorbachev was laid to rest on Saturday. Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed to be too busy to attend the funeral. Gorbachev died Tuesday at the age of 91. For the second time this week, NASA is scrubbing the launch of its crew capsule into lunar orbit. A fuel leak is the reason for the launch being canceled on Saturday. Escaping hydrogen caused the first scrub to occur on Monday. No word on when NASA might try again. After this coming Tuesday, a 2-week launch blackout period will kick in. If extensive fuel leak repairs are required, the capsule could be moved from the launch pad back into its hangar. That would delay the flight until October. More than 300 flights into, within, and out of the U.S. have been canceled so far this holiday weekend, with thousands more delayed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I had a minor heart attack during the break. When Kevin McDonald was on, I had a half a page of notes and questions for Ramsey Paul with regard to Joe Biden's declaration of war against Middle America. I have 4 pages of notes and questions, and so far we've gotten through about a half a page. So we're going to speed this up for the course of the last 2 segments with Ramsey Paul, if we can, because, Paul, I've got a lot of things I want to throw at you, and I want you to take these swings. We're going to be doing like a batting practice. We're going to see how many you can knock out of the park, because I got a lot that I want to get to with you. But first, and very quickly, the White House press secretary says Donald Trump voters, and this is a direct quote. I mean, this is not hyperbole. This is not an exaggeration. People who voted for Donald Trump are a threat to our democracy, to our rights, to our freedoms, and they are exhibiting an extreme way of thinking. These are middle-of-the-road conservatives.
Yeah, that's correct. That's the point I brought up. She thinks if you have 51% of the people, that means the 49% are extremists. But she's kind of stupid, so I don't really blame her.
Well, this was something that was said by Greg Johnson over at Countercurrents, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago. In response to that, seems crazy to declare 70 million voters a threat to democracy, but these fools can't help themselves. If America dissolves into civil war, it will be entirely the fault of the left. The Democratic Party is what is trying to abolish American democracy. Your response to that? Again, a projection from the left. They're saying their opponents are doing exactly what they are doing.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're very totalitarian. They're censoring people. I think they're scared. I really do think they're scared. They're scared of middle America, and they're holed up in Washington, D.C., New York City. They're trying to confiscate guns. They're trying to silence people. Yeah, they're scared. Well, just a week prior, remember Biden again threatened Americans, saying, "Why do you need a gun? Because we could send jet aircraft to kill you." So,
that's right. He said, "You're going to oppose us, Jack. You need an F-15. Well, the Taliban didn't need F-15s, but that's another story. But yes, I mean, that was what is that but a not so thinly veiled threat? What are they going to do? Rain down hellfire on the Republican voters with F-15s if they don't fall in line? I mean, what in the Ramsey Paul, did you ever think you'd live this long to see? This is another Lincoln. The one thing about Lincoln was he at least had control of his faculties. And he may have been evil, he may have been wrong, and he was, but there was no doubt that he was a shrewd politician. Joe Biden is a shell of a man who says whatever is placed into his hand, and portraying himself as this new Lincoln is really a laugh, except he is backed by some pretty powerful guns.
Yeah. And again, it's not Joe Biden. It's the people around him that are running things. And they're Bolsheviks. They're spiritually from the Bolsheviks, sometimes maybe literally. But they have this vision of a new society. And they see us, they see Christians, they see white people specifically, as a barrier to what they want to implement, part of the Great Reset. They don't want the family anymore. They want, you know, everyone lives in a pod, watches porn, and is kind of a serf. This is their vision of the world. And they see us as a primary threat to that vision. And they're right. And they're right. So they understand what they perceived as a threat is a threat.
You know, I was somewhat happy to see and hear what Joe Biden, Joe Biden, maybe he can choose how he wants his eggs for breakfast. I don't know. But I was happy to hear what his handlers had him say last Thursday, because I'm rooting for secession. I think that is the best way forward for all of us. And I want a peaceful separation. And so as someone who is rooting for secession, I think that Joe Biden's speech was welcomed in some ways, because anything that hastens a national divorce should be viewed as an assist. And for me, it might have been worse if his handlers had presented him as a unifier rather than an accelerant. You had this latest Economist YouGov poll that was cited by MSNBC a few days ago. 53% of Trump voters believe there will be a civil war within the next decade. I wonder how that looks, because it's hard to imagine the left's freakish coalition of the other faring well in a hypothetical conflict with red states and red state individuals. So we hope for that peaceful separation. We don't want it to. And I don't know. I mean, maybe Donald Trump gets reelected. Maybe he doesn't go to jail. I think they're certainly going to indict him. I don't know how that plays out. Maybe he gets reelected and the left coast secedes. Maybe they make it easy for us. I don't know. But what do you think? I mean, is it better or worse that he came out as the accelerant to taking this thing to its natural ending as opposed to a unifier in the grand scheme of things?
Oh, yeah, I think it's worse for them. The one positive we have...
You think they're overly confident?
Yes, I think they're incompetent, too. They're not the brightest. And say what you want about the early communists, like Trotsky and so forth. They were evil, but they had a degree of competence about them. Now they have a very incompetent administration. Well, our whole society's becoming incompetent because we don't choose the best anymore. We choose it based on racial concerns. And if you have a weird sexual fetish, we'll pick you over someone that's competent. So in a way, that's good. Our enemies are becoming incompetent. But you're right. I mean, they could have hired me. I could have said, okay, guys, you can have your evil plans. Put a happy face on this. So let's do this during the day. Let's have like red, white, and blue. Let's have it real bright. Let's say that, hey, I know a lot of you are upset. I understand this. But Jill and I, we want to wish you a happy Labor Day. We're all Americans. We're all in this together. And even if you support Trump, I don't agree with you, but I'm your president.
Yeah, you know, that's what you would have had. That's what you would have had out of
Obama. That's how you had it right. That's all you had
it. Out of Bush.
Yes, just lie. I mean, even though that's not true, just make up. That's what you do. And for some reason, someone on his team thought this was a good idea to make this. I hate to use a Nazi reference, but it almost did look like the red and black and or communist. It was a very totalitarian. It was almost like a comic book
villain. Which is to flatter Biden, the fact that he could pull that kind of power. I mean, this is a quote from The Big Lebowski, if you've ever seen that movie, which is one of my favorites.
Yeah, excellent, yeah.
John Goodman's character says to Jeff Bridges' character, say what you will about the tenets of National Socialism, at least it's an ethos. And what he's talking about is nihilism by comparison, and that is exactly what Joe Biden represents. He represents vapid consumerism, a belief in nothing. And nothing eternal that unifies us. And that's what he stands for. And so that he could stand up with this, in some way, Darth Vader-esque optics, which it's kind of cool in a way if you can pull it off. He couldn't do it, though. And so it was just an overplay and laughable, really across the board, with how they tried to present him. I mean, anybody who's watching it, and even the Democrats said, you know, we're not going to, a couple of months ago, it was all about, we're not going to support Biden. He's too old. He's too out of it. He's obviously not well. And now that they have actually sort of taken this dark Brandon meme or dark Biden meme and tried to make it reality. It's, I would say it's too much, but I've, lived long enough to, I guess, see it all by now.
That's right.
that's another quote from a movie. I've seen enough to know I have seen too much. That's A League of Their Own with Tom Hanks. But anyway, so do you think we will live long enough, Ramsey Paul, to see the balkanization of America? Trajectory says yes, one way or another. I don't see this thing playing out into another generation.
I don't know. Who knows if I lived another day? I always thank God every day I wake up, because who knows, you know, especially as you get older. I'm in perfect health, but you never know. In my predictions, my crystal ball, which is faulty, I'm not a prophet, but I looked at, my prediction was the United States will start to break apart in the 30s or 40s. And so we're 2023 coming up. So I think we have a little ways to go, but I could be wrong. Could be sooner.
Well, we can still live to see that, though. We can still live to see that.
Because,
I mean,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
the thing. I mean, the original war between the states marinated for about 3 decades before it kicked off.
Yeah,
I'm not advocating for that. I don't want to see that as a father. I don't want to see my children face that. I want to protect them. I want to lead them to peace and prosperity and all of that. But we'll see how it goes. I mean, the Soviet Union fell without a shot fired, so there's that. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty peaceful.
But I will tell you this. I don't want to be unified. I don't want to be reconciled with these degenerates, with these people, with these anti-white, self-hating, whatever they are. I don't want a future with them. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, and they don't want a future with you. That's what they say. But the thought of separation really frightens them, because we all know what would happen if we had two different countries, one with, let's say, the blue states, red states, the hypothetical wouldn't happen this way. The blue areas would all end up like Jackson, Mississippi, and they want to have running water.
Yes.
And they would say, we need to come into your area. I mean, I lived it. I lived in Colorado. All the Californians came into my beautiful state and ruined it.
So you moved to Dixie, and we're happy to, you're a pro, so you know when the music starts, we have to stop for at least a minute. We got it for one more segment, and thankfully, Ramsey Paul is a Dixian now. He's in Arkansas, he's in the Ozarks, he's in God's country, where he belongs. We'll be right back with
Hello,
him right after this.
Hello, family, it's James, and I've got to tell you that I sleep better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, AmericaFirst.com. That's MERICA1ST.com. AmericaFirst.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Folks, Ramsey Paul, always a welcome guest. If you're on Twitter, follow him at RamZPaul. And there you can find his YouTube channel, you can find his Gumroad, or you can just go to RamzePaul.com. That's what you can do. He is a media personality and always a welcome guest here at TPC. And Paul, I again looked during the break at what I have left in store for you, and there's just no way we're going to get to it. So we'll get to it as much as we can, and then we'll leave it on the table for the next time. But our democracy, that's what Joe Biden kept referring to, our democracy. Well, our democracy seems to be, according to him, or again, his handlers, the 19% of the population who are progressive left or establishment liberals. Now, you wrote this on your own Twitter, which I just cited, in response to the sentencing of a New York Police Department officer who was January 6th. You wrote, meanwhile, Antifa, and he got a very, very overly harsh prison sentence. An acting NYPD officer at the time. You wrote, meanwhile, Antifa and BLM terrorists went free. The Biden regime officially declares war on Middle America. Footage of from D.C. on the day of Trump's inauguration. This all that happened all around the country for 4 years. And this is something we need to remember when Joe Biden calls MAGA supporters terrorists, that I was there. I was there with Jared Taylor. I was about 20 yards from Donald Trump when he was sworn in. I had media credentials. Jared was my plus one. And as Jared wrote at Amrin.com, you could lob a baseball and Trump could have caught it very easily. And we were there, and there was all sorts of anarchy going on at the inauguration, and that continued for 4 years. And, of course, it reached its crescendo during the year of Floyd, the election year in 2020. But these people are not terrorists. These people are certainly part of our democracy. You're only not part of our democracy if you're not part of the establishment left. Paul.
Yeah, one of the things I hated about any speech by Biden, a lot of our politicians, is how superficial it is. They just use meaningless phrases like, this is not who we are, our democracy, our values, progressive. They say all these buzzwords, but there's really no thought behind it. It's all written for PR. And, you know, again, if you want to get deep, we're not a democracy. We shouldn't be. That's an evil form of government. We should be a republic. And we should be equal under the law. We're not, obviously. They allowed, and it cracked me up when he said he's against political violence. And for 2 years, the Democrats encouraged political
violence. At least.
Bad political violence, where they took over police stations, they burned down buildings,
billions of dollars
people.
Of damage, murders,
murders,
countless,
yes.
You know,
yes,
murders and
was.
Billions
yeah.
of dollars of damages.
And then all the Democrats, like Pelosi, is like, well, you know, they're protesting. This is their right, and mostly peaceful protests. You know, while
not only were they protesting, they were peacefully protesting when they sacked the police stations, when they took over downtown city blocks. That was peaceful, peaceful.
Yeah, so, you know, that's the thing. And January 6th, it wasn't an insurrection. It was some people have a right to protest an election if you don't think it's fair. And, I mean, you can debate whether it was fair or not. I have my questions, but you have that right. And the majority of people, they protest peacefully. Some did go into the Capitol. They didn't tear it down. They didn't set it on fire. They didn't vandalize. You know, is it trespassing right? No, but what do you typically, you know, what's the historical precedent, let's say in a Kavanaugh hearing when a bunch of leftists barge in? They get nothing. You know, they just get escorted out. So to try to elevate this as, oh, this was like Pearl Harbor or 9/11, it's just ridiculous. What they're trying to do is say that if you're on the right, you don't have a right to peacefully protest. If you do, you're a terrorist. Now, we on the left, we can burn down buildings. We can murder people. We can do whatever, and the government's got our back. Merrick Garland is not going to go out and arrest any Antifa for burning down a police station. No, not at all.
Yes,
but
see,
if you go to your school board meeting complaining about the CRT curriculum, Merrick Garland will have his FBI agents to put you on a list.
You're on fire tonight, brother. You really are. And this is what I said a few weeks ago with the Mar-a-Lago raid. That push is coming to shove in America. The red states and the blue states, no matter what you may want, the fact of the matter is, and I think the reality is, that red and blue states will never again be reconciled. The united, and I put the word united in quotations here, the United States are gone forever. So I think we need to get on with what's going to come next. There is a volcanic level of discontent bubbling just beneath the surface. I personally want a national divorce. That's what's best for me and my family. And I don't think we have to do anything except sit back and watch it happen. I certainly don't advise anyone to go out there and do anything to hasten the day. Don't go out there and do anything stupid. Don't do anything illegal. Don't do anything violent. Because it's unbelievable.
Definitely not. And I encourage your listeners, definitely, because you guys, if anyone gets together and says, oh, let's get together a revolutionary group like the Sons of Liberty, 100% you're going to have federal informants in there looking to frame you.
Yeah.
Don't do it. It's just not worth it. We need to form communities and build
yes.
it, because it's going to break apart on its own. It's nothing
That's
we need to do,
at.
Like you said, James. So don't put yourself, even if you think you're legal with those type of groups, you're really putting yourself at risk.
Don't do it at all. No, you're exactly right, Paul. We're singing from the same sheet of music here. What you need to do is build parallel societies where you yes. have these communities of like-minded, Christ-centered individuals
yes.
who are helping one another find jobs. And if your tire blows out, you come and you help the guy. You help people find employment. You raise barns together. You help yes. homeschool together. You babysit together. That's what we need to be doing. That's what we need to be doing, and that is all we need to be doing, because history is going to play this thing out. And the United States is not going to exist forever as it does today. History teaches us that no civilization, no empire lasts forever, especially one as bloated and as corrupt as this one. And it is unbelievable how quickly things are disintegrating. Public trust in the institutions has been eviscerated since Trump. There has to be a release of this discontent. History teaches us that. And this is what you were talking about, though, Paul. I'm going to read a direct quote from your Twitter. Giving Americans warning that they better not question any election results or else be labeled as a terrorist, Biden was also preparing the ground to arrest Trump. You think Trump will be arrested?
Yes, of course. Yeah, that's why they're doing the January 6th show trials. And this is why they did the raid on his home, where they found documents that are supposedly classified. Doesn't make sense. He can declassify them. They had a precedent, Hillary Clinton. She can't declassify documents, but she had them on a server in her bathroom. That was illegal. But Comey said, she meant well, though, so we're not going to do anything. They're not going to have that standard with Trump. I'm just warning people. I hope he doesn't get indicted, but I just want to warn people out there. I really think this is where they're going.
I would not. I mean, why else would they be doing it? I mean, except for maybe a little off, to muddy the waters before the midterms. I mean, maybe. But other than that, it seems like they're going to a lot of trouble not to go to the last full measure. And so, again, don't go out and be a martyr. Your families need you. Our people need you. Be a leader in your home. Help build these parallel societies until it falls apart, because it's going to fall apart no matter what you do. It's going to fall apart. The inevitable exertion of its own gravity and weight will see that it falls apart. Now, I want to read a few comments from Twitter. And these are things that I think you retweeted this week, Paul. I'm going to read three of them very quickly. We're rapidly running out of time. We've got a full 3 hours with Ramsey Paul tonight. Yeah, three comments from Twitter, though. In no way does Biden's administration genuinely believe they will rally Republicans alongside Democrats. This is intimidation. A direct and official threat stating, if you are not moderate enough as a conservative, you're an enemy of the state. Another comment. I watched Biden's speech. It was astonishing. Biden said that all Trump supporters are white supremacists who need to be stopped by whatever means. He's basically declared war on his own people. Another. Had this wild dream last night that the press secretary of the White House called anyone who didn't agree with the mob a dangerous extremist, and then POTUS gave a speech in front of a blood-red backdrop where he declared voting for the other party a danger to democracy. I mean, these are priceless, but the people are getting it. And then you wrote, Paul, they can now just openly rig everything, openly rig elections. Anyone who objects will be labeled a terrorist. This is how they got whites to shut up about obvious racial realities.
Well, yeah, and like I said, and IRS agents out there, I'm sure 2020 was a very pure election. But let's say hypothetically, there should be an election, hypothetically, where there's fraud. What do we do then? Because if we mention it, if we protest, if we try to take it to court, if we anything that we say now, you're an election denier. And you're a terrorist. And you hate our values, our democracy. That's what they're doing, right? No, I'm not joking. How would you dispute an election out? Because he's saying disputing an election is not what we are about.
Well, folks, I want you to go to RamseyPaul.com and learn more. His YouTube shows, Night Owls with Ramsey Paul and Sasha, his daily show, it's all can't miss. So be sure to check it out. Follow him at Twitter at RamseyPaul.com. Marjorie Taylor Greene agrees with you, Paul. The left is the party of violence. Your party owes a debt to society for many killed and over 2 billion in destruction of American communities. That goes back to what we were talking about earlier. But even Politico, this is Politico. Politico writes, President Joe Biden's speech warning about an assault against democracy by Donald Trump and his core followers was an election season call to arms unlike anything in modern American history. So I don't know where we're going, but it's unprecedented, at least dating back to 1861.
Yeah, a little bit different, of course, but yeah.
So final word to you, my friend. We got a minute remaining. We let a little bit on the table. We just couldn't get it to it all. An hour with you is never enough, but I will give you the final word. Take it away.
Be positive, guys. Be positive. A lot of people are waking up. Normal Republicans are waking up. Tucker Carlson sounds more and more like Ramsey Paul. I swear he watches me.
Amen. He's like,
I do a video. The next day, he's using my talking points. The other day, he was using my talking points about Israel. Like, we just want to have what Israel has. I'm like, wow. And so, yeah, it's getting better. People are understanding. Even a lot of liberals looked at Biden's speech like, what the heck is going on here? So don't get, you know, there's going to be struggles, but we're going to prevail in the end. So, you know, that's just life. We just have to do that. Do your duty, as you say, James, right? Do your duty.
That's right. Well, Robert E. Lee said that, and I echo the great general, the greatest American, in my opinion. And I am thankful to be flanked by great Americans on the radio tonight like you, Paul Ramsey. And thank you so much for being with us. Always a favorite guest of ours. Thank you for all you do. And we will talk to you again very soon, God willing, and Jesus tarries. Ramsey Paul, everybody. RamseyPaul.com. Thank you, Paul.
Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
You got it. We'll be back with Bill Johnson next.